Six-pack time. Six-pack sponsored by the Good Feet Store. Come in and try the Good Feet feeling today. Comfort, energy, performance, and pain relief at the Good Feet Store. Go to goodfeet.com for more details. John Harbaugh gone. Who's our six-pack of ARP fits for the next Ravens coach? Beltway Ben, let's get started.
Number six.
So I at six, I did a bit of a combo platter. If you want to go outside the box veteran, I put Belichick or Saban at six. I don't think it's likely, but if Steve wants to go with some of like the theory that he's going to sell the team within 5 years and he wants to win now, if he thinks that's the thing, I put them at six.
Couple names I want to mention. I don't think these people will get a head coaching job. I don't think they'll get this head coaching job. I would interview them under the auspices of the head coach because the teams basically have to let them interview. And then I would try to get one of them maybe as my offensive or defensive coordinator. But I want to talk to Josh McCown. Josh McCown's interviewed for multiple head coaching jobs. He played the game as a quarterback forever, was in a bunch of organizations. Howie Roseman told me 5 or 6 years ago, Josh McCown will be a head coach in this league sooner rather than later. He's got that ish to him, special sauce. Coaches are coming in different varieties now. He has interviewed twice before for head coaching gigs. I would talk to Josh McCown. I would try to get Josh McCown around Lamar Jackson for an interview. Like I just would do it and see where that went. I also want to talk to Scott Milanovich. Remember him from the University of Maryland, quarterback? He's won a Grey Cup as a head coach in the CFL. He's coached three CFL teams. He's been a quarterback coach for multiple NFL teams. He's coaching the Hamilton Ticats right now. I would talk to Scott Milanovich. I think he's a winner. I know a lot of guys who used to be in the CFL, former CFL GMs, guys who scout the CFL. I've heard nothing but great things about him, and he could probably make more money as your OC here than he's making as the head coach of the Hamilton Ticats. Jim Leonard, I would talk to as well. Yeah. He was Wisconsin's interim head coach for a period of time. He's obviously played here, but it's not like he was a Harbaugh coaching creation per se. I think he's someone who could maybe fit on this staff in a multitude of ways. As for my official number six, I only have one guy on this list who hasn't been a head coach before, and it is the Jags D coordinator, Anthony Campanelli. A lot of people who told me years ago, before I knew who Ben Johnson was, that Ben Johnson's a stud, put me onto this guy very early in the summer. I'm pretty tight with a couple people in the Jags organization, and they're like, this guy came in, inherited the second worst defense in the NFL. Only Carolina had a worse defense last year. They brought literally all the players back. They moved a couple positions around. They took an inside linebacker, made him an outside linebacker, made minor free agent signings. I bring that up because these guys aren't going to make major free agent signings. And all of a sudden, Jacksonville's culture has completely changed. Their defense has completely changed. There are 22 interceptions. They're turning people over. Everybody's in the right spot. They swarm to the ball. He's a North Jersey guy. He gets this area of the country. He comes from a coaching family. I know he's only been the D coordinator for 1 year, but I love what he did in Green Bay before that. Ideally, I want somebody who's coached before, but if we're talking the Minter types, and I'm not putting Minter in this list because we just did a whole segment on that, I think of a first-time guy, Campanelli, I really trust the people who vouch for this guy.
Number five.
I put Jimmy Schwartz at five. Look, he. A lot of people have done a way worse job in Detroit than he did, and that was at a point in time when the Ford family was extremely lost. We know what he's done in Cleveland. He knows this roster inside out. He knows how he did it. He did as good a job of shutting out Derrick Henry as anybody. So he knows it from that side. He knows some of these guys from when he was in Cleveland. He's been gone so long that he certainly predated Harbaugh. So he's not a Harbaugh guy. He's from this area. I put Schwartz at five.
I reluctantly put Jesse Minter at five because so many people told me that.
He's getting the job.
Yeah, I don't like the hire, and I articulated why. But I've heard from so many that, like, and this is not just the people tweeting, vouching, and the Daniel Jeremiah's of the world, but people think this guy is a future coaching star. I don't like going from Harbaugh to Harbaugh guy, but I put him at five.
Number four.
I put Chris Shula at four. I think I went about this a little bit different than Jason because I just going based on what Steve Bisciotti did 18 years ago, he wanted a young up-and-coming guy. I have a little pause because of the defensive coordinators that have come out of that tree have not had success, But I like what he's done with the Rams. I put him at four.
I put Jeff Hafley at four. He was a head coach at BC. BC has produced some coaches. Tom Coughlin, coached at BC.
You saw Zay Flowers.
Love what he's done in Green Bay. I love what he did last year when he didn't have Parsons. I even don't mind how he's adjusted after losing Parsons in season. A lot of people in this league think he's ready. And I'm looking at it like head coaching experience matters because we played that clip to open the show. He's saying, I want to win tomorrow. It's hard to win tomorrow with some dude who's never done it before or never been close to doing it before.
Yeah, I'll lean Jason. I don't want anything to do with Bill Belichick. I don't want anything to do with Bill. I don't want him anywhere near Baltimore at this point. But also, that's going to be my TMI later on in the show, is kind of comparing where this organization was in 2008 when they hired John, an unproven guy, to now. That was my gut yesterday. I think they want someone with experience this go around.
Six pack of guys that we want the Ravens to hire to replace John Harbaugh and Beltway Ben. Let's continue.
Number three.
I put Brian Flores at three. Maybe I'm too empathetic. Maybe I'm too much of a second chance guy, because I was chronicling it at real time at CBS, and the way he flamed out in Miami and the way he alienated everybody and the way he acted like a demagogue and a dictator and a wannabe Belichick was ugly and shameful. And we'll talk more about him. I sent, I don't know if you saw.
Yeah, the Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Not good. Yeah.
Not
like,
good.
I mean, like, but people do change and people do evolve. And I think he's a defensive savant. And I think people gravitate to him. And I think the locker room would buy in immediately. And he did do some good. Like, it's not like he was a total disaster as Miami's head coach. And like, but like, he's a Belichick guy, and the Belichick family tree, we all know it hasn't really worked. But if it ever works, and if one of those guys truly does shed their skin and change their ways the second time, I think it could be him. And I think having, if an Aussie is still around in the building, like, and an owner like Bisciotti, I don't know. Like, he would see some, I think he'd see a little bit of craft in Bisciotti and be on his best behavior. I put him at three.
He was on my original list. I heard a lot of bad smoke about him last night. I had to pull him. Three is a guy the Ravens just requested an interview with, Clint Kubiak, the offensive coordinator of the Seattle Seahawks, who has made that offense. He made Sam Darnold look pretty damn good. And that offense and Mike McDonald's team is very good. They're the one seed in the NFC, and I like what he's done with Sam Darnold. And that running game, quite frankly.
You mentioned McDonald.
Number two.
My fear with Clint Kubiak is personality-wise, he's a little too much like McDaniel.
Oh, my two, and this is the miracle scenario. The Steelers get blown out Monday night. Mike Tomlin. Tomlin.
Did you put him too?
No. Which I'm on record. I would have traded him. I would have, in November, I'd have traded Harbs and a three for him. I wanted an in-season trade. Yeah. I wanted an in-season trade.
They get blown out Monday night. Mike Tomlin gets blown out.
He would be my number one. He'd be on his own list. There would be a six-pack, six reasons to hire Mike Tomlin.
I don't.
He's my two.
I don't want.
Well, my two is also the dream scenario, and I just... It's Freeman / Lanning / Cignetti. It would be one of those three college. Those guys built programs overnight. I mean, Oregon's always been good, but this dude returned the cutting edge immediately.
Yeah.
Like, those three, I think, are program changers, culture changers. Like, if you could get one of those, and they've been successful head coaches, so I put that scenario at two.
Number one.
I put Steve Spagnuolo at number one.
Huh.
That defense. Who's done a better job at completely shutting them down?
Nobody.
Than Steve Spagnuolo. Steve Spagnuolo comes from the Andy Reid coaching tree. Where did Harbs come from? I think it's ridiculous that nobody's hired Spags. He's 65. He's not an age difference. He's pretty he's
similar to
clustered
Harbs.
To Harbs. He's been a head coach before. It was with the Rams. It was with the owner lived in Colorado and the Rams were still in St. Louis, and everybody knew Kevin Demoff's trying to move the Rams to L.A. Like, it was an impossible scenario. But this guy, he coached in Philadelphia. He coached with the Giants. He understands the Northeast. He understands coaching in the Northeast. Like, I think he'd fit in this division immediately. That defense would be better the moment he stepped in the building. And unlike a lot of these other mooks at this stage of his career, hey, Eric, if I don't want that player, I'm not coaching that player. fire. Like, there would be checks. Like, Spags gets one more bite at the apple, if he ever gets another bite at the apple. And I also wanted to throw in Dave Tobe. I would interview Dave Tobe, and he's never been a head coach before, but he's been around Andy Reid forever. If you wanted to go back that way, you worked with a special teams coach once. Now, Harv was at a different point in his career than Dave Tobe. But for me, I think Spags comes in here and would I'd be all about it. I want Spags.
I don't think Phil Knight's ever going to let Dan Lanning out of Oregon.
I don't think so either. So,
but I love that idea. But my one is Kurt Cignetti. Like, Google him. He wins. He wins everywhere. I love the idea. And I think there's more of a chance than there would be with Dan Lanning.
I like the Spags idea. I don't know if he'd be my one, but I lean more into Jason with the experience. And also the Tomlin as well.
Oh, like, Tomlin's great.
Like Harbaugh going to Pitts. I think both of those organizations probably want different guys at this point because they are pretty much the same guy when you look at the success that they've had. And it's been a lot, but I think both want
Jason has warned me to the idea of Tomlin with Lamar Jackson. I think that
I'd
could
be all about Mike Tomlin.
That could be something.
I don't think it'll happen.
No, I don't think it'll happen either.
But
I don't think it'll happen.
You know, Spags. You look. You're trying to win with Lamar in the next 3 years. I think he'd put young people in the staff that maybe he could hand it off to.
I wouldn't hate it.
I'm here for it.
Coming up next, what do the people think? 410-583-1057. John Harbaugh out. Who do you want to be the next coach of the Baltimore Ravens? We hear from the people next here on The Fan.